common sense recap of the day's biggest stories. It's John Catsimatidis and Cats at Night on 77 WABC. Breaking news, WABC.
Crude oil prices have touched $80 a barrel for the first time since 2014.
And Larry Kudlow, who is with us today, and me and you talked about it in February, in March, in April. What say you? How's that going to affect our country?
Well, it's not good. By itself, I don't know, $80 a barrel is not the worst thing in the world. It's what's behind it that troubles me, because so much of this is a function of very bad anti-fossil fuel policies from the Biden administration. So we should be encouraging production and investment of oil and gas here at home. But unfortunately, they are discouraging it. And they'd rather go hat in hand to Saudi Arabia or give Russia the Nord Stream pipeline to pump gas into Europe instead of opening up the Keystone pipeline and, you know, allowing leases on federal lands or allowing the ANWR oil development in Alaska. I mean, you know, these are things that are going to really catch up. And if they get this Green New Deal stuff through in the $5 trillion budget, you're going to have a problem, because the world economy is rising and the U.S. is only putting out 11 million barrels a day. And 2 years ago, or really 20 months ago, the U.S. was putting out well over 13 million barrels a day. And, John, the oil people in the U.S. don't want to produce and don't want to invest. They don't want to put up the money because they see the administration's policies with taxes and overregulation are going to hurt them. And so we're paying for this. It's not a catastrophe right now, but it could become worse and worse over time. You've got too much demand chasing too few supplies, and we could do a much better job. In fact, we could put back 13.5 million barrels a day. That would ease the price right then and there. We don't have to go to Saudi Arabia.
And it's a real mess what Joe Biden did to us. I mean, the first week he was president, he shut down the Keystone pipeline.
Yep. But I will say this. I'm a real contrarian today. The jobs numbers are a lot better than the top line suggested. I just want to make this point to your listeners, and I will make it again tomorrow on our radio show.
Let me remind everybody, Kudlow is on. He's on Monday through Friday on Fox Business at 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock after the market closes. But on WABC, recapping the entire week on Saturday mornings between 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Thank you, John. I just want to say to everybody, private jobs, private enterprise jobs did very well in this report. With 100,000 upward revisions in July and August, you were at over 400,000 jobs, which is pretty much the consensus for private jobs. And look, the unemployment rate went down. Wages went up. Hours worked went up. These are very healthy developments. And I know everybody wants to trash the Biden economy, but looking at it empirically and factually, putting the politics aside, this was actually a strong employment report. And here's where I'm going with this. You know, the economy is doing better. It's still the post-Trump. It's still Trump's economy until they start ruining it with even higher taxes and more regulations. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We don't need $6 trillion of so-called spending stimulus, which I might add would discourage work with a European-style entitlement state. We don't need that. We don't need the Federal Reserve to keep pumping money in and financing all the borrowing, which has caused inflation, which is sticky. So those things, you know, save America, kill the bill. But on the other hand, I will say objectively, John, today's employment report was much better than the top line and much better than people are making it out to be.
Larry, what's your prognosis for the success of the Kill the Bill movement?
Well, Governor, I think, frankly, I'm getting a little more optimistic because the more people see and read, the less they like it. The polls on it are terrible. People do not want more spending and inflation, and they do not want higher taxes that will destroy jobs. So to be honest with you, I'd say we are getting to a point where there's a 40%, maybe even better than that, higher than that chance of this thing going down. And because they're going to loop in the infrastructure bill with the spending bill, that means the whole package could go down. And although there are things in the infrastructure bill I would save, I wouldn't mind seeing that thing rewritten. The other thing should be just thrown out. It's a terrible thing. It really is a big government socialist bill. And I'm a free enterpriser, so I don't like it.
Larry, the prices...
They're on their heels right
prices
now.
Prices are going up. Prices are going up all over the place. The price of gasoline is going up. The price of clothing is going up. The price of food is going up much higher than you realize.
You know, you can't even get appliances. My sister has a property in Queens, and as part of the landlord, you have to get like a stove. You can't even find appliances anymore. That's how bad it's getting.
But Lydia, do you have a $600 bank account?
What do you mean? Oh, because the IRS is going to track it? Anything to do with $600?
Big Brother is watching you. If you have a $600 bank account, and by the way, if you don't have one, Governor Patterson's friends are going to just give you one. That's their policy. So now
that's what they told me.
The IRS says, Governor, you may get a subsidy, basic income subsidy. Who knows? Anyway, the IRS wants to look at everything you do. Now, remember, they said this was to get after rich tax cheats. Would you consider a $600 bank account rich?
I think selling your art prints for $75,000 a piece is pretty rich.
Well, of course, Hunter Biden probably won't have his bank account.
John's shaking his head.
That's very good, Lydia. Very, very good. Touché.
Larry, do you see things moving forward in our economy through the first quarter of next year, at least?
I do. Look, I think there's a lot of momentum here. You're going to get, let me warn, you're going to get a lousy GDP number in Q3, which ended September 30th. The number will be released towards the end of this month. It's going to be in the 1% to 2% zone. But the economy is stronger than that. And besides jobs, private jobs, which are better, you've got a lot of business capital spending going on. Although, unfortunately, not in energy. And consumers are very, very strong. And maybe most of all, business profits, corporate profits, are very strong. And profits are the mother's milk of stocks and the lifeblood of the economy. And look, Biden's policies, if this stuff gets through, is going to do great damage. And you'll see some of that damage towards the middle of next year or later. And they will slow things down very badly. They're going to throw a wet blanket. But right now, just forget the policies for a minute. Right now, the economy is it's in very decent shape, in my judgment. Very decent shape.
Why are the bank stocks so strong lately?
Well, that's one reason. That's one reason, because the economy, bank stocks are cyclical. And, you know, bank stocks, industrial stocks, energy stocks, commodity stocks, all the cyclical growth sensitive stuff is doing very well. All right. And that's the reason. Now, with banks also, John, they have more money than, frankly, they know what to do with. And they have very strong capital positions. So, you know, why not? They're a bargain. If you think the economy is going to grow and you think the global economy is going to grow, which happens to be my view, at least for the foreseeable future, before we do crazy things in Washington, then you do want to own the banks. And a lot of financial institutions should be bought here.
Larry, it's Richard Weinberg. I was pretending to be the governor before. I always wanted to be governor, but I never had the chance.
A horse of a different color.
But I want to ask you about the nominee for controller of the currency and what that means for the future of our country.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite topics. This woman, Amarova, I think her name is, who graduated from the Moscow State University and wrote her thesis about how good socialism is and how bad capitalism is. This is one of the worst things I've ever seen. One of the stupidest things I've ever seen. This is a woman who, by the way, hates banks. She wants to nationalize the banking system. She wants to end private banking and financial institutions and have the Federal Reserve and the controller of the currency and the FDIC just run everything. Credit allocation, loans, you name it. They want to run it. Set prices. This is craziness. I mean, you basically, you know, it's a communist nomination. They say they're socialists. This is even worse. I don't think she's going to get through the Senate, by the way. The Republicans will vote against her, all 50 of them probably. And I think there'll be a bunch of Democrats voting against her. But it's a horrible nomination. And it kind of shows you how bad the soft underbelly of the Biden administration thinking is.
Well, Larry Kudlow, thank you so much for coming aboard and talking about what's right and wrong in our economy. And God bless you and God bless America.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I believe we have Dr. Michalos with some more breaking news.